It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr writes for the Boston Herald, hosts a daily radio show, one of the most famous men in New England.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Put your hand on the radio.
Live from the Burna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
Can somebody shout amen?
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to call us or leave a message on the Chump line. Well, tomorrow, I guess. And just had some of those delicious Fabrizia treats. Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company. You can still get it. Still got a few left at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. $50 gift card for $25. And when you go to checkout, use code Howie20 and you get another 20% off site wide. So it's a good deal. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll play a lot of Marco Rubio cuts here in this hour, and we got a few crazy women to play. But let's finish up first the last Mara Healey cut. And again, Mara Healey wants to fire Noam, and this is their talking point of the day. This is the outrage of the day, Kristi Noem. You know, tomorrow it will be somebody else. There's always a new one, starting back with the rising price of eggs. You know, all the way through, I can't, most of them, they come and go so fast you can't even remember them. And we won't even remember the Kristi Noem scandal and calling the pistol packing intensive care unit nurse a domestic terrorist. Even though it turns out he did have his ribs broken in an earlier affray, and he was carrying a gun with 51 bullets and rounds with him to a peaceful demonstration. And I know he had the Second Amendment right to do that, but was it a good idea? Was that a responsible act to do it? And how come there's so much excitement about Rene Goode and Alex Preti, and no concern whatsoever about all the Americans killed by illegal aliens, either murdered, killed in drunk driving accidents, dying in drug overdoses from fentanyl brought into the country by illegal aliens? There's no 100,000 Americans a year for the last 4 or 5 years until last year were dying from fentanyl overdoses, and you never heard anyone complaining about that. Three people in Somerville used to be a very blue-collar area. Now it's a non-working-class community. Three people dead in one weekend from fentanyl overdoses. No one knows who their names are, do they? Killed by illegal aliens one way or another. But we have to. But if they're leftist apparatchiks like Goode and Preti, they must be made into martyrs. They're the new George Floyd. 844-500. So let's have her end her rant, and then we'll go on and take some calls, and then we'll get it to Marco Rubio. Cut 32.
So, that's a long answer to your question, but you know, the fact that I have Massachusetts residents who live in fear and anxiety right now, and parents who live in fear and anxiety, is just not right. And also, you know, not good for police, not good for local and state police, who are then called to scenes to deal with, you know, the actions of this rogue outfit. Again, Minneapolis was created. By the federal administration. There was no need for ICE to be there. 3,000 agents to 600 total police officers between Minneapolis and St. Paul. They fled the same, similar numbers in proportion up to Maine. Okay, what's going on in Maine? It's snowed, it's cold.
You want to find out?
What the hell's going on in Maine that you know, you need to do this.
It's called Operation Catch of the Day, Mara.
It's just not right. People need to call it for
what it is. Fish.
And more people in positions of power need to move from the back room conversations, acknowledging it's not right, all right, and that these people are a joke who are in charge of government, and come out and say it, okay? Now's the time.
Oh, she's so courageous. Oh, she'll get it. She's speaking truth to power. The Globe will be saying that tomorrow, all the hens at the Globe on the editorial page. It's not good for local police. Yeah, apparently it is good for local police for the Boston.
What's going on in Maine?
What the hell's going on in Maine? Apparently it's good for local police, though, for the Boston Police Department to not honor 57 detainers for illegal alien criminals. We're trying to get the names of the and rap sheets of those 57 criminals. I've gone all the way to the top, or almost all the way to the top today looking, but we haven't got them yet, but we're going to keep working on it. By the way, speaking of what the hell's going on in Maine? This, before we go to the phone, back to the phone lines, I got to say, I was thinking about this today. What the hell's going on in Maine? Sometimes I'm driving around Portland, where I was born, where I was spent a lot of time as a little boy living on Kenwood Street off Brighton Avenue. My aunt taught at the Old North School. My uncle was a cop. And I say to myself, I see all these people walking around. I say, do these people, they don't have, are they really from Maine? Do they know who John Ford is? Did they ever buy comic books at W.T. Grant's or Porteous, Mitchell, and Braun? Do they know who Henry Wadsworth Longfellow is? Did they go to the Nathan Clifford School? Do they know who Hadlock Field is named after? All these little things. Because I sometimes feel like a stranger in a strange land.
What's going on in Maine?
I had this, you know what, Mara, I had the same thought last night when I saw these deranged leftists chasing ICE agents down the street. I said the same damn thing that she's saying. Cut five.
They are from Arkansas, and they are here to wreak terror and cause havoc to the people and the civilians living here. These are ICE agents, and they do not deserve one moment of peace. You guys, go to back where you came from and get the out of our city. You guys are not welcome here. You guys are pieces of that cause terror, and you're terrorists. You're not American. Get the out of our city, you pieces of you are not welcome here ever again.
Did it ever occur to him that some of us in Portland want him, that deranged leftist, to go back to wherever the hell he came from? I don't think he's from Portland. Call it a hunch. 844-500-4242. It's amazing that that Mara Healy and I had the exact same thought. We very seldom think alike. Roger, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roger.
Hi. Hey, Howie, too funny. You know, I think you guys are being too harsh on Kristi Noem. So I think we give her a pass. You know, she's done far more good than harm. Let's say she jumped the gun a little bit with her press release. But, you know, even General Patton had a few missteps. You know, so put her on ice for a little while. Put her in charge of the Third Army and let her fight the Battle of Bulls later on. You know, and after all, she was just sticking up for her guys, which is a good thing. So,
yeah, and also, you know, I heard someone today saying on the on another show that, you know, everything that she said on Saturday afternoon was signed off on by the White House. And then after the press conference, I mean, and this could be something coming from her own people, but they said that after she made the statements at that first initial press conference where she was kind of angry, as well she might be, the White House, I don't know if President Trump himself, but people around him called her up and told her she did a great job at the press conference. So I mean, you know, hindsight is 20/20, you know, Roger. So I mean, I don't think I don't think it was a firing offense what she did myself. But again, as far as Mara Healy, Hochul, all these people are concerned, anything is a firing offense. By the way, did you see that Kristi Noem, before the storm, she offered assistance to Kathy Hochul in New York State, and Kathy Hochul said, She summarily rebuffed her attempts to provide federal aid for the state of New York and the city of New York, and guess what, Roger? A bunch of people died in the storm. At least 7 people died in the storm in New York City after Kathy Hochul refused any aid from the federal government, because she said, why don't you just stop all the ICE operations? So, I mean, that's more people died in New York City because of the Democrat intransigence than have died at the hands of ICE defending themselves in Minneapolis. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie, hello from Snowmalia, Maine. the bottom line is that there's a lot of changes going on up here, and I can't get into too much detail, but one of the things that's been taken advantage of and hijacked is our healthcare system. And it poses a problem because it displaces a lot of our patients that are elderly, that are rural, that are unable to get into these clinics. And not only does that happen, but they also bring translational scenarios with them because they don't, quote unquote, speak the language. And the demand is always for prescriptions and services outside of an appointment. And part of that problem and part of that dilemma for everybody is that it just adds continuous costs.
Right.
And it disturbs and it stops our people that really need it, which are a lot of Maine-based people. And the other issue is that I was looking at a car dealership, and I went to look at a car, and there was a I said to the salesman who walked out to the lot, and I said, I'd like that car. And I pointed at a car, and there were 3 women in hijabs that were climbing into a brand-new car. And he just looked at me, and he says, oh, no, because you can't get their financing. They pay in cash. And that's... the money's just being stolen at will. And we need to stand up. And, you know, Barack Obama said in 2014 that we're only following federal law. There's going to be tragedies associated with this. But
right.
If you're here illegally, you're going to be sent back. Well, we need that.
Don't you think most people in Maine feel the same way as most people across the country do? That they're in support of Operation Catch of the Day, I think.
No, it's absolutely true, and I hope they have these giant protests that they're planning. But we, as a group, need to collectively protest back. And we can't leave ICE out there hanging, because they're only doing what the law is deeming for.
Right. I like what she says. They're a rogue agency. Mara Healey, they're not a rogue agency. They're trying to enforce the law, flying in thousands upon thousands of illegal aliens and putting them up to the tune of $4 billion. That's a rogue state. That's a rogue administration. Thanks for the call, Gary. Winter is here, and my listeners know that when you want instant whole room warmth, you go with Eden Pure, a trusted name for years on this show. Now they've done it again with the Eden Pure Gen 40 Plus infrared heater. This powerful compact unit gives you fast, even heat you can feel in seconds. No more cold, uneven heat or dried out air. Infrared heat warms you directly, not just the air around you, and it doesn't dry out the air. It's quiet, compact, and safe with multiple built-in safety shutoffs, and it heats up to 1,000 square feet, so it's perfect for the living room, bedroom, or office. You can even use the fan-only mode in summer for cool, comfortable airflow. It's the middle of winter. We're in a situation where it looks like it's going to be a long, hard, cold winter. You need something to keep you warm and to keep the price down. You can heat very, very efficiently with the Gen 40 Plus infrared heater. This is what you need right now to get through this cold spell. And right now, Eden Pure is thanking our listeners with a special radio offer. The Gen 40 Plus infrared heater sale is price is currently $224. But Eden Pure is giving our VIP Howie listeners an additional $50 discount, bringing the Gen 40 Plus infrared heater to just $174. That's right, only $174 for a state-of-the-art infrared heater. But this is a limited-time offer with a strict limit of three, and supplies are moving fast, especially in this weather. So if you want to stay warm and save money, you need to act now. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie50. That's EdenPureDeals, discount code Howie50. Order now before the price goes back up or they sell out, which they often do. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com, localsilvermint.com, as precious metals reach record highs on an almost daily basis. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is President Trump says Ilhan Omar, quote-unquote, probably had herself sprayed, knowing her. Do you agree? Yes, no, or uncertain?
Yes, I do. The more I see of that video, the more I agree.
88% of the audience says yes, 6% say no, and 6% are uncertain.
All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. How's the economy doing? It's not doing as bad as the Democrats say. Right now they're not talking about the economy because they've got Kristi Noem to try to hold the necktie party for. But they'll get back to the economy. But this is Stephen Moore, the former Trump economic advisor, summing up what's going on in the economy right now as the Standard & Poor's hit its all-time high today, too, earlier in the day. Cut 10.
Look at the facts of the economy. It is a booming economy. The latest report is almost 5.5% growth in the fourth quarter, which is an incredible number. We haven't seen that in recent memory. We've got gas prices down. Inflation is headed down to the 2% target. Median family income last year was up $2,500. Those are people in the exact middle, adjusted for inflation. I mean, I could go on and on with the positive elements of this.
Yeah. In the Massachusetts budget, revenue's up 2.9%. That's ahead of inflation. That's the good news. The bad news is they're going to spend 3.8% more, which is twice the rate of inflation. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I just got a tax bill for my real estate and went up 48% because of school taxes. And guess where the majority of the raise in school taxes came from?
Where?
It came from migrant support. They have to support at least 20 different languages with all the different curriculums, with all the different books, with all the specialists, and it just goes on and on and on. It's just outrageous.
And they're worried that they're not going to go to school. They're in the country illegally. Their parents are in the country illegally. They're on welfare. They're getting every kind of subsidy imaginable. Many of them are committing crimes, and then they're worried that some of them aren't going to school, Nick.
This 48% tax hike was just ridiculous. I'm going to my town meeting next year. I'll put it that way.
good luck. I used to be on the Wellesley town meeting. We were outnumbered 12 to 1. Of course, that's Wellesley. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Our cheap bastard deal today is Fabrizio Lemon Baking Company. You can get a $50 gift card to Fabrizio Lemon Baking Company for just $25. Right now, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. They got all kinds of great stuff, including the Valentine's Day package. But you can get whatever you want. And remember, you can you get the half price. And then when you go to checkout, put in Howie as a code, and you get another 20% off. So it's a great deal. Patrice from Arlington just emailed me. I like lemon cake a lot, so I just treated myself to 3 Fabrizio gift cards. Gonna order in the next day or so because I'm hoping to score that extra 20% off too. It's a good deal. It's a good deal. The food is delicious. 844-500-4242. You know, I mentioned earlier that soon they would be using the attempted assassination of Ilhan Omar to raise money. And guess what's happened now? Could I have some violin music, please? It's Ilhan. Last night, I was attacked at a town hall meeting. A man rushed up to me and sprayed me with an unknown substance from a syringe. Thankfully, my security team acted quickly to take him down. I'm okay. I'm not going to be intimidated from doing my work. I don't let bullies win. But this shows something important. Can you guess where she's going with this? It's all about the Benjamins, to quote her. Back to the fundraising missive. Just a few days ago, I texted you to explain that Trump's constant racist, hateful attacks and the far-right threats that they bring require me to hire my own security. Minutes before this attack, Trump was at a rally in Iowa attacking me and Somali people once again. It's reckless. If my security team weren't there to act quickly, things could have been much worse. That's why I am humbly asking you to consider, this is what's called the call to action in the radio biz or any fundraising biz. That's why I am humbly asking you to consider chipping in to my campaign today to help me continue to afford my security. No one, not the president or a random attacker, is going to stop me from speaking out against ISIS brutality and Trump's failed agenda. Use this link to chip in. Ilhan Omar. Oh. When do you think that message was written? Texters are already asking that question. Yeah, it's not a complicated pitch, but it was put into play fairly quickly. 844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
How you doing, Howie? Thanks for the call. Yeah, I got a solution for all these nutbag governors that want ICE to be out of this state. Why don't we just give them a list of who we're looking for, all the legal criminals that they let go and the ones that are on our list. You provide them in a week, and we'll move on and go to the next state. And not just the one state, but all the states. You want to be equal, let's do 50 states, give them a list. And when you're done, we'll move on to the next one. I mean, you're letting them out. You have no problem with them being your neighbor, running around free, and we're paying for it. And we're tired. We're done. I've had enough paying for that.
That's a rational solution to the problem, Frank. But we're dealing with irrational people. They don't want them out of the country. They want them in the country. It's part of the fundamental transformation of America. They're in favor of them being allowed into the country to commit crimes and to force higher taxes on Americans and to support all these third world freeloaders in styles that are much more luxurious than Americans ever have. They're not gonna go along with that, Frank. It's a good suggestion, but it's not going to happen. It's already happening in red states. It's even happening in some purple states with Democrat governors. As people are noting, there are only a handful of states where you have this kind of turmoil that's going on, and it's because they won't hand them over. Like in Boston, the city of Boston ignored 57 detainers from ICE last year, 57, more than one per week. They were, you know, they're not looking to, grab some dishwasher out of legal seafood. You know, these are criminals that they were going after, and they let them go. And so ICE has to chase them into the neighborhoods. And then sometimes they're riding around with their anchor baby. And so the cholo runs away. Probably got drugs in the car, driving drunk. He runs away, leaves the kid in the car, and then all of a sudden the regime-controlled media is writing, oh, they kidnapped a little kid. They kidnapped a little kid. It's happened in Massachusetts repeatedly. Now it's happened in Minnesota. They kidnapped a little kid. The cholos abandoned them. They're savages from the third world. What the hell do they care? Scotia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, Howie. I first off want to say, though, that I didn't really appreciate her being attacked anyway because it's just fuel to the fire. But I wanted to ask Ms. Omar how much her security cost, because I believe she's worth $44 million, if I'm correct.
I think it's 30 to 40 million. Yeah, you're right. She's a multi-millionaire, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if you have that kind of net worth, I mean, why are you looking to raise money from your indigent Democrat low info voters who support you, who just watch spend all day watching CNN and MS Now? You know, you're right. Why does she need to raise money?
It's about the Benjamins, Howie.
I said. I know. She'll never live that one down, will she, Scotia? She summed it up. I used it a few minutes ago. You're using it. Everybody, whenever she talks about money, that's what comes to mind to everybody. It's about the Benjamins. Thanks for the call. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi, Howie. I've called you quite a bit. I'm from Maine here, and I'm a Trump voter, Trump supporter for the most part. However, I said this a year ago, I think he's going too far too fast. Now, this ICE thing is the latest thing. And again, I'm a Trump supporter. He's getting things done, but man, the population just can't handle this because they're not used to it. They're used to the platitudes and the baloney.
Dennis, I can handle it. Can you handle it?
Yeah, I can't handle it. You're right. But we're not typical people, I don't think. And this latest ICE video, you got to admit, this one's shady. But the guy that showed it to me, he's all about, oh, they're ripping people out of cars. They're just asking for their papers. We're turning to the Gestapo.
That's BS. I mean, Dennis, you know how you can get away from that? You just turn off the TV. Because it's not true. They're making it up. This is the big lie. Joseph Goebbels, Benito Mussolini. This is what they specialized in. Just keep lying to the people, and sooner or later the lie becomes the truth. Dennis, don't be listening to the people on the chattering skulls on TV. Don't be reading the Wall Street Journal editorial page. You know, I mean, he's You know, when you say he's moving too fast, he's only got 3 years left, Dennis. I mean, we can hope that it's J.D. Vance is going to be elected in three years now, but we don't know that. He's got to get as much done as he can.
I'm with you 100% on that, I guess. He's getting stuff done, but this fellow showed me, oh, they ripped people out of cars. I said, well, it's common sense to me. There are 3,200 good arrests versus that one, and we have, what, four shootings, four killings so far? But you got to admit that last one was kind of shaky. I saw the videos, but...
How about the illegal alien who killed the two Russian American kids in Orange County? How about the illegal Mexican in Wisconsin who killed the two Minnesota kids? How about the Venezuelan gangbanger who killed Lake and Riley? How about the El Salvadorian who murdered Rachel Morin, the mother of five in Maryland? Those were all kind of shady, weren't they, Dennis?
One more thing, Howie. Yeah, I wish I had your memory and your knowledge, because you could debate with him and smack him down. I have no knowledge of these things. I can't, you know. So it's like, well, you're getting the wrong perspective from, like you said, the chattering skulls. And the one incident in the fog of war, as we say here, is not compatible with the, whatever I'm saying, 3,200, yeah. The good arrest. You know, they got it done. So I'm with Trump, but I'm just saying sometimes I think it's too far, too fast.
The mainstream media can't go out of business fast enough. I just, and as people say, you can't hate the mainstream media enough. They just lie and they lie and they lie. And they're lying to destroy the foundations of American society. And this is the most successful society, has provided more freedom and prosperity to more people than any society in human history, and all they want to do is destroy it. They want to turn us into Somalia, Haiti, Venezuela, Cuba, the Congo. That's what they want. They're going to be angry if Cuba and Iran fall by the end of the year. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher. This device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes, providing a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. Over 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
I-19 says, I'm a retired cop, and my old chief always told me, you can have 100 that-a-boys, but one, ah, bleep, wipes them all out. I think that's true in life, but even more so in law enforcement. Mark from Worcester says, Omar is just following basic Democrat standard operating procedure by fundraising off her alleged attack. What was the name of that Chicago mayor and Clinton rumpswab who coined the phrase, never let a crisis go to waste? Rahm Emanuel. He just got a slobbering wet kiss in the Wall Street Journal. She's taking his sound advice. Yes, she is, Mark. Never let a crisis go to waste. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. Last week I went to a ICE meeting, like an informational meeting in Falmouth.
Yes.
I think one of your callers mentioned it last week. I don't live in Falmouth. My grandchildren live there, and I was curious. I was pretty I shouldn't have been shocked. But anyway, there was probably over 100 people there. It was standing room only. And there were less than 10 people there that cared about the rule of law or anything. And it wasn't so much about an informational meeting. It was about
venting, virtue signaling.
Oh,
yes.
Hard, yeah. They had five or six speakers. And I believe it was the Falmouth town manager, the police chief, the lieutenant. They were completely on board. I mean, the town manager seemed to allude that, you know, ICE officers can't come into town hall, and they were actually going to harbor people. And there was some wing out there that wanted to.
He wants to keep his job, Mark. He wants to get renewed in his contract, to ride his top 3 years into retirement, right?
Yeah. So, but at the end, people were they were passing the mic around. People were speaking, so I stood up and, you know, I said, look, it was all immigrants, migrants, and neighbors. I said, nobody's talking about getting rid of people here that are here legally by whatever means you're here.
Right.
I said, nobody's even mentioned illegal immigrants. And then everybody started screaming and yelling at me. But, you know, and nobody, nobody had any good answers to, you know, I mean, why would you invite criminal elements into your communities?
Mark, any sane individual would want to clear any kind of criminals out of their community, let alone illegal alien criminals who don't even belong in the country, and 99% of them are on welfare of one form or another, right?
Oh, yeah. But nobody wanted to hear it. I didn't sit down. I kept going. And, eventually, the town manager had to step in and say, hey, we're not, you know, this isn't meant to be a political thing. And it was like, well, everybody got political to just talk before me. And I'm just, you know, I said, the only people to blame are the decades and decades and decades of administrations before that have just not.
Mark, you know, as somebody, you know, the earlier caller, you know, was talking about being criticized and saying, why are they doing this? If Joe Biden hadn't lent 10 or 15 million criminals into the country, they wouldn't have to be doing this, would they? They're just trying to clean up a mess that was left the mess was left in every facet of American life for the last 4 years. They screwed up everything they could. And the immigration thing with all the crime and the welfare dependency is just the most visible disaster that Biden created. Thanks for the call, Mark. By the way, CNN used to, in the old days, Radio Moscow, when like Joe Stalin died, I always remember reading about this, they put on funereal march music because the news was so bad they wanted to get everybody ready for it. That's the way they do things in a totalitarian society. CNN did everything but put on the funeral music today when they had to make the big announcement that they'd been promoting the assassination attempt on Ilhan Omar, and now the funeral music goes in. Cut 33.
So we have some news just into CNN. We were talking about the attack on Congresswoman Ilhan Omar at a town hall just a moment ago. Just into CNN right now, police believe the substance that was sprayed at her by this 55-year-old man was apparently apple cider vinegar. Again, you see the video there. Omar responding by saying that she will not be intimidated. You see the man being tackled there. He has since been arrested and is facing criminal charges. We have Jeff Zeleny with us. Jeff, obviously this just a pattern of tension and frustration and violence.
Violence. Being sprayed with apple cider vinegar is violence.